This WBEZ podcast is supported by the Joffrey Ballet, presenting Midsummer Night's Dream, set during the traditional Scandinavian Summer Solstice Festival, at Lyric Opera House, April 25th through May 5th. Joffrey.org.
I'm WBEZ reporter Tessa Weinberg. We've gotten hundreds of questions from our People's Agenda survey about economic issues Chicagoans want to see the next mayor address, like this one from Bushra Khan in Albany Park.
The property tax hike is making very difficult for the city of Chicago residents to survive here. How do you plan to tackle this issue?
Over the past two decades, property taxes in Chicago have increased 115%. That's according to the Cook County Treasurer's Office. Here's Jack Lavin, the president and CEO of the Chicagoland Chamber of Commerce.
That's probably the most hated tax, whether you're a business or a resident in the city of Chicago or Cook County. And so we need to be talking more about how are we going to control property taxes.
First, let's explain how property tax rates work here. Under Mayor Lori Lightfoot, the property tax rate is now tied to the rate of inflation. So as inflation goes up, so does the tax. Lightfoot argues it gives property owners predictability for what they'll owe. And the mayor and city council could always cancel the tax hike, like they did a few months ago. But six of Lightfoot's opponents want to do away with those automatic increases, like former Chicago Public School CEO Paul Vallis. He says the city should vote on them every time. And activist Jamal Green proposes rewarding homeowners with a tax reduction that shaves off the bill the longer you live there. To learn more about what Chicago's mayoral candidates would do about the economy, go to WBEZ.org/election.